The seven dogs were killed in four separate attacks this month. The attacks took place east of Cable and west of Glidden in the Shawamigan National Forest. Adrian Weidevin is a wolf expert for the Department of Natural Resources in Park Falls. He says this is the first time this pack of wolves has killed hunting dogs.
We know that they had pups last year and pups this year, and it's when they have pups present that they become especially aggressive toward dogs, and it may have been just a case where the first time around the dogs just got too close to where the pups were, and the adults got aggressive toward the dogs near their pups, and since then they've just become more intensely aggressive toward the dogs.
Weidevin says typical bear hunting dog training takes the dog away from the hunter. He says attacks most often occur when there aren't people nearby, because people tend to scare off wolves. Weidevin says in this case, family dogs aren't in danger.
It's a fairly wild country. There aren't really any people living right in the area where the depredations are occurring, so it wouldn't be a place people would normally be allowing their dogs to roam anyway, but it would be a good idea not to let your dog roam in that area if people are considering doing that.
Weidevin says this week a bear hunting dog was killed north of Ladysmith in southern Sawyer County by a wolf pack that had killed four dogs last year. Weidevin says about 70 to 80 wolf packs are found in northern Wisconsin areas used for bear hound training, so these incidents only represent two packs. In Superior, Kate Houlihan, Wisconsin Public Radio.